This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Thousands of people are without power and others are preparing for high water as Tropical Storm Barry makes its way through the state of Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies as Barry rolls from the Gulf of Mexico. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell told residents Saturday that rain will continue to be a major problem.
Between 10 to 20 inches for the city of New Orleans, with locally higher amounts possible.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm should continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing from upstream in the state. Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Authorities say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33. The president of the Jubaland Regional Administration said another 56 people were wounded. AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reports Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has described the attack as one of the wicked and cowardly attacks by terrorists against the Somali people. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital Khartoum and other cities Saturday to mark the 40th day since the deadly dispersal of a protest sit-in. A protest leader said a planned meeting with the country's ruling generals to sign a power-sharing deal was postponed until Sunday. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which has been spearheading the protests since December. Those demonstrations led to the military ouster of President Omar al-Bashir in April. The marches Saturday marked 40 days since the dispersal of the pro-democracy protesters' sit-in outside military headquarters in Khartoum. Protest organizers say security forces killed at least 128 people during the June 3rd dispersal and subsequent crackdown. Authorities, however, put the death toll at 61. Police in Hong Kong moved in to clear the streets in the Sheung Shui district on Saturday after clashes broke out between police and some protesters toward the end of an otherwise peaceful march. Riot police broadcast a warning notice asking drivers to leave as they moved in formation with police vehicles behind them as backup. Officers used pepper spray and batons earlier to disperse the crowd. The protesters marched through the streets in the district that lies across the border from the mainland city of Shenzhen, demanding the Hong Kong government deal with traders from mainland China. They went past pharmacies and domestic cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders, who then take the goods back to the mainland to sell them. Turkey is continuing to receive Russian S-400 air defense parts, while the U.S. continues to disapprove. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says an American soldier was killed in action Saturday, the 11th U.S. military member killed this year. The Resolute Support Mission gave no further details and withheld the name of the service member until the next of kin are notified. The Taliban insurgency said in a brief statement its fighters had planted a roadside bomb that struck an American armored personnel carrier. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The Voice of America. 1, The Voice of America.